because of a koyin in there, that the koyin was not in the shul, same with the lady, you should not throw up another person because they look like something wrong with the first one. The koyin or lady should volunteer themselves after he throws up. And if they don't know it from the garbage, she could tell somebody to go up with that koyin in there. If everybody in town or koyin, it can happen if a family of friends or a being go on a vacation somewhere, make their own minyan. I've had this shy to ask. So if the nigga is all Qur'anim, there's one Yisrael, he wins, he gets the first aliyah. So the Tafi Shalom, he shouldn't have competition from those other Qur'anim. So if you want to ask the riddle, when does Yisrael go before the Qur'anim that time? If there's no Yisraelim over there, and there's not enough Yisraelim to fit between the Qur'anim, then you can't read one Qur'an after the other, because no shash of Gam, because everybody knows the reason why he's calling one after the other, just because nobody can tell it to me. The person who's in jail, you should not bring a safer Torah to them and talk into the Torah for a safer Torah to bring it for Yochel. The Shavuot Pasuk and the Halacha, that if there's a minion over there, then you can't bring it to that. That's really for a whole minion, for an individual, you shouldn't bring it. If they bring the bear, the Moses, they know if you bring it just for the Kriya, but bring a safer Torah a day or two before they start the Kriya Satorah, then it's acceptable. Or they set up a special place on Kodesh or Kodesh Satorah. If you bring it just as for the Kriya and take it back, it's not included. If you bring it a day or two beforehand, and you have a place to leave it over there,